Knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Fight too loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Brr. It's chilly out there. I was starting to get used to the sun, but I had to grab a sweater today. It's the Monica J. Show. Hopefully going to warm you up, get your blood boiling, and that'll keep you energized. And energize you through the weekend to go out, get outside, get your mask off, and have some fun with your family, your friends. Be better than those who are telling you what to do in removing your freedoms. It is the Monica J. Show, but it's your show, so it is, you know, kind of a free-for-all Friday, whatever you want to call in about, 884-9910. That is the talk and text line. 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. My email. We've got a few emails that I need to go through here with you. And of course, our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. We'll just take it from, you know, one of the topics out of the news. Should churches be deemed essential? Churches, usually large areas. Churches have the ability to have multiple gatherings, so you don't have to go to services just at 10 o'clock. Why not do one at 8 for the early birds, you know, one at 10 after you wipe some stuff down? But then again, do you really have to wipe everything down? Because now the CDC is coming out and saying, well, you know, COVID-19 really doesn't last all that long on surfaces, and it's kind of the dead stuff. It's not really, it's just ridiculous. It's like every single thing that has been brought out has been backtracked on. You've got to wear masks. Well, no, not really. Unless you are a healthcare worker dealing with a sick patient or a doctor, which I guess is a healthcare worker, or technician, dealing with a sick patient, you shouldn't be wearing a mask. It's called mind control. And if you don't get it, we are in serious trouble. So, should churches be deemed essential? Yesterday's poll question, should people who turn down employment forfeit unemployment payments? 7%, seven, said no. 2% said, but it's the Democrat way. 2% said that they should sign up to be politicos, sitting on their behinds and doing nothing for the money. And 89% said, yes, absolutely. No freeloaders. When you file for unemployment, you're stating your willingness to work. To turn it down means you're not willing to work. Off you go. There are so many people out there who are struggling still, and they have not even gotten a penny from unemployment. And now we have an unemployment or a new director of DETR, Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. So I sent an email off to my contact And she said, well, the new director is going to be doing these Zoom meetings and updates for the press on these blah, blah, blah. I want to talk to her. I want to have her on the air. I want to have a representative on the air. Doesn't do me any good to, you know, listen for press conferences at 10 o'clock. I'm on the air at 10 o'clock. So to the people of Dieter, if you don't want to be on the air with me, then to hell with you. We know how the system is being run. We know that there are people who are just being flat out ignored. I mean, this is just pathetic to go on for over 2 months. I get it. Cut you some slack, maybe, you know, 3 weeks tops. System overwhelmed. Old system crashes. But over 2 months now? That's not acceptable. It shouldn't be acceptable to the governor either. But it is. He's not really doing too much to help fix the problem. Except put somebody in a new position that doesn't really have any experience in the department. But hey, puts on a pretty face and is a good talker. She'll be able to explain everything to us peasants. Yeah. So that brings me to a nice email. I was listening yesterday when I thought I heard you say unemployment recipients were getting $600 extra a month. Yeah, you know, CARES Act. It gives them $600 a week, actually, more on top of their regular unemployment benefits. Maximum unemployment can be as high as $407 a week plus $600, which would be $25.17 an hour. I'm pretty sure that is why people are not looking for work. Candy, you are absolutely right. And when they signed the relief bill, that was the worry of a lot of people, including a few Republican representatives, that that was going to be the issue. If you've ever received unemployment before in the past, which I have, because I paid into it, gosh, I haven't taken unemployment even when I was unemployed for 45 years, because I just always found something else. But if you've ever been on unemployment, you know they give you a portion of what you were making. You know, kind of that encouragement to go out and find a good job. Yeah, that's not the case now because Democrats don't want you to be employed. It's not that they want you suffering. It's that they want you to do other things, which I hope you understand how this works into contact tracing. They have started positions that start at $15 to $18 an hour, can go up to as high as $25 an hour. To monitor you. There was something I was looking at the other night of the kind of job description. Because they were going to have to be authoritarians. They were going to have to be psychologists. They were going to have to be a different kind of therapist. They were going to have to be an investigator. No. These are just people that you're hiring because they want to buy into all of this to question you about everyone that you've been around and the things you've been doing, and to track you. Google and, let's see, was it Google? No, iPhone and, well, I guess that would be Google doing it for their phones. So proud that they already have apps available for you for the, what do they call it, healthy contact or something like that. Please don't download these to your phone. Please. You're just falling into line if you do. Talk with your friends. This is not about a healthy community. So somebody sent me this morning. Found it very interesting. This is, first off, Therone, thank you so much for sending it to me. This is from the executive Washington editor of the Wall Street Journal. And you know they do stats. They're good at stats. 2/3 of confirmed coronavirus cases are in states with Democratic governors. Does the virus target Democrats? No, it doesn't. It targets stupidity of staying inside, being locked down, having your immune system lowered, having your mental health lowered, because you're doing what you're told. To shelter in place, to hide from reality, to hide from viruses. Because when people hear the term, it's for your safety. Think of your family. Think of those dear to you. Did you notice when that started to being said, how immediately there was marketing? All of the billboards, all of the professionally produced commercials just happened to be there. Every corporation out there, everybody wearing their masks and smiling and giving the thumbs up. Stupidest, most deadliest thing ever. And the reason that Democrat-controlled states have more issues is because they are still locked down. You can even see where countries never shut down, where they embraced herd immunity and protected those most vulnerable. Most vulnerable, what happened to them in this country? It was ruled that, well, I guess it wasn't ruled. It was said that those with COVID-19 could go back into nursing homes. But if you look at what they actually said, they had to be quarantined. There had to be extra precautions taken around them. Well, that never happened. Because if you know what a lot of nursing homes are like, it's not a pretty sight. So 80% of the numbers of the deaths in this country from the elderly in nursing homes. So then why is everything still shut down? Healthy people wanting to open their businesses. Because it's mind control. And rather than stand up and let your voice be heard, which you can do this weekend, Saturday, 11 o'clock, in front of the state capitol in Carson City, people just follow along. Because they don't want to be leaders. They just want to be told how to get through this. What to do to get through. That's pretty pathetic. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show for live and local talk. We'll be back after this with more of your comments and calls at 884-9910 on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Just received this text. Obama, speaking to the Bilderberg Group, whose mission is the New World Order, ordinary folks are too small-minded to manage their affairs. I don't think it's that people are small-minded. I think it's that they don't want to believe that there are others who will sacrifice everything to be in charge of everyone, to literally be rulers. Because Obama, Clintons, they're second-tier players. There's a group even above them, controlling them, letting them be a part of the group, but not the decision makers. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. That's also our text line. And check in with Rob this morning. Rob mentioning, are we going to Mark first? No, let's go to Rob talking about mind control. Hey, Rob.
This whole thing kind of reminds me of that 80s movie. I don't know if you remember, with Roddy Piper, They Live, where they kind of a cheesy movie, but when they put these glasses on, they could see the aliens and the subliminal messages on billboards and on office buildings and stuff. And then when they took them off, everybody looked normal, like regular humans. And the alien people were the ones that kind of controlled everything. But the aspect of what is happening now with people being sheep, and that movie, they're so similar with what they're doing to us. It's just really weird.
Rob, you can actually go back in the history of theater, because one of the rules, I guess, of this whole game is you have to let people know what you're doing. And it has been through Hollywood for decades, decades and decades and decades of how others control us. And it's been put out to us. Look at the movies like Demolition Man. The list is outrageous. And we are literally just falling into place year after year after year, putting people in charge of us that should never have any type of political or financial control at all. Yet we do it because they talk nice to us. They tell us what we want to hear, and we just go along. But Rob, you are absolutely correct that there's a completely different aspect to being woke. You know, it's not a liberal woke. It's a reality woke. So, Rob, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate the reminder of that. That's actually they put it out as a meme from this movie. And, yeah, take your glasses off, people. Take your glasses off. Do some research for yourself. The information about COVID-19 is out there. The information of how this is no worse than a bad case of flu for 90% of the people out there, including kids, including the elderly who are healthy. The majority of these cases, compromised immune systems, already underlying problems. What's going to compromise people even more? By staying inside and breathing stagnant air. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Mark this morning. He wants to talk about unemployment insurance. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Hey, I just wanted to correct one thing that you said. Employees do not pay any portion of unemployment whatsoever. That's funded 100% by the employer.
The employer, okay.
So when you made your comment that you, you know, you paid into it and you received it because you paid into it, you did not pay into it. That's something that the employer takes care of.
Well, for you. You know, so rather than give you money, it goes into the unemployment. So it's six of one, half a dozen of another, Mark. But thank you for the
except that it does not come out of your check.
Right. It doesn't come out of your check. But if the employer didn't have to pay it into the system, would they possibly give that money to you?
Oh, yeah, most likely.
YeSee, it's a numbers game, because when you are unemployed, the state doesn't want to have to take care of you, which, you know.
Well, particularly this state.
Yeah. Very much so. Especially since, you know, I'd say at least from the numbers that I've seen, at least a third of people still have no money coming in. And I hope people know that if you are a private contractor or a gig worker, that system supposedly is in place for you to be applying. I want to hear from anybody who used that new system that wasn't in place and just went onto effect, I think it was May 16th. So please let me know if you were able to apply and that you got anything. All right. Oh, go ahead, Mark.
Fortunately, I've been working this whole time, so I'm thrilled.
Well, thank you for continuing to work. And are you wearing a mask? Hopefully not wearing a mask amongst all of this, too. So I got to take a hard break here for Fox News. We will be back with a special guest talking about what's going on in the city of Reno right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Reminding you, it's not about a virus. It's about an election. Department of Justice got this story yesterday. Department of Justice, Democrats paid Pennsylvania election officials to stuff ballot boxes. 2014, 2015, 2016. They're just coming out with that now? When we scream all along that elections are fraudulent, and people say, no, our elections are secure. That's how could you say something like that? That's stupid. Okay. Then why do we have a story now out that even more fraud numbers are coming out? Because in New Jersey, residents are complaining right now about not receiving their mail-in ballot. But when they go to the Board of Elections, the records are showing that their ballot was already cast. We did not receive vote-by-mail ballots, and thus we did not vote, a woman stated. When she was presented with an official list of some of the people who voted in her neighborhood, where her name was also on that list, Javier said that this is corruption. This is fraud. Now, according to her, there are 8 relatives and immediate neighbors she knows that were on the list as having voted, who never received their ballots. I have received emails and calls from people in our area who have received multiple ballots in their name, who have not received a ballot, And who has received ballots of family members that have passed? This is why President Trump is pushing to not have a 100% mail-in ballot. And he wants voter ID. Which we've wanted voter ID here for years, the majority of people, but no, the Democrats say it's racist. It's, you know, it's that term, I wish that term had never been put into society because it is so overused. How can something be racist when people have to have it to use a credit card, to cash a check, to rent anything? I'm always being asked to show my ID. Just not when I vote, which is the most sacred thing that we have. Unbelievable. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Sherry this morning. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for calling the show. You wanted to talk about mental health?
I did. You were talking about mental health and the COVID. I encourage everyone to do a little research in a different direction, not toward the germs, but the investigation of solitary confinement of inmates. And that's one of the reasons why Alcatraz was shut down. And this is nothing more than solitary confinement in your home, and you haven't even committed a crime. And the mental toll that this is going to take on our seniors, our children, our families. I find this absolutely an abomination of control, power and control over the citizens of the state of Nevada. And it is ridiculous. And I encourage everyone, go to the other side, the liberal side, look at all the fights that the ACLU and the liberal media put out on solitary confinement of inmates. It makes people insane.
And one of their ways to help with all of this happening now is letting those inmates go back into the society and, well, commit more crimes.
Well, and not only that, is supposed to be more healthy to go outside, get a little vitamin D. So your law-abiding citizens are being held in solitary confinement in their homes. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is just atrocious. And I have an idea. First of all, the first sit-down restaurant that opens up anywhere, Nevada, USA, I don't care. I will encourage all of my friends to go have dinner with me, and it's on me.
Nice. Well, let me know. I'll be there with you. And that's right? The thing. We have to encourage our local restaurants. I mean, with the CDC coming out now with the surface transfer not really being there, then why aren't our restaurants opening? That was a big thing for them, that all of this contact surface, you know, not being wiped down, and it was just a, you know, a cesspool for the virus to spread. It's not true. Let us go back to our restaurants.
We're supposed to be exposed to germs. That's how we develop an immune system. When I got the chicken pox, the whole neighborhood came over to my house.
Yep.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It's not crazy, Sherry. It's manipulation. So thank you so much for the call. And everybody, you know, you have to get out and about. You've seen the horror stories that have come out online about people being arrested and people being dragged off of buses in this country. Okay, parks being closed. I mean, in New York, it's just crazy. But you know what? That's New York. The rest of the country, Nevada, is not New York. They're crazy and insane there anyway. Most of the East Coast is. But this is Nevada. And this is how Governor Sisolak is reacting to all of this. He's not reacting. He's going by the Democrat playbook. That's all he's doing. He is being told by higher-ups to hang on, to keep everything locked down as much as possible. That's, of course, all my opinion. But it seems to be coming to fruition. The numbers have gone down. What happened to when we see the fall and then we see it for 2 straight weeks? Then we'll get everybody back open. That happened weeks ago. So what's going on? This all falls on you. It falls on you because you're allowing it to happen. Monica, it just occurred to me with an earlier caller, this whole mask thing is like the old joke you pull on kids. Hold this quarter up to your nose and roll it. It will make you smarter. And all it does is leave a mark there since you put pencil around it. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Somebody told somebody for their health, here, wear this mask. And they just fell right into it. I was at Home Depot and there were 2 people in Home Depot that didn't have masks on. And he and I just looked at each other and smirked, and we knew exactly what each other was thinking. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. That's our talk and text line, and check in with Jane this morning, who Jane has a new best friend. She was on the Tom Sullivan Show for quite a while. Hey, Jane, thanks for calling into my little show. Hey, Jane.
Good morning, Monica. How's everything going with you?
I'm getting frustrated, but the more people that call and the more people that email me and send texts that say, I get it, it just makes me happy.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. My comment is on about the religious stuff. To me, I'm good with that all going by the wayside because I think we've had too many and too much, you know, mass suicides and that stuff and too many scandals, and you're like, who and what's Bible? Are they preaching, you know, anymore? And to me, it's a business. It's all about fleecing and robbing the gathered sheep, or if you want to call them that, the people they gather to come in so they can fleece and rob them. And to me, what they do, the weddings and the funerals, the civil servants, the, you know, people out in the world can do that, you know. And to me, you follow Christ spiritually. You don't follow him by a group. The way I see it, that book to me was just something, you know, they came up with to control, especially the women and children. And you look back to when the Industrial Revolution started and look at the children that were just pure slaves to that. Mm-hmm. And when did we first get education? And when did the women get the vote? It was control of the masses. I think Obama's got it right there. It's mind work, mind control. And unless people get rid of that, you don't need that, in my opinion, to follow Christ. You just need his spirit. And that spirit is his spirit, that spirit of truth, that comforter. And he himself is the truth, not some book. He's the living word of God. So you don't need, in my opinion, that book or those so-called preachers and whatever, because to me, they just use you to please and rob you. I mean, that's what you gather for, so they can get money off of you. To me,
well, look at the mega churches, Jane, who, you know, in times of stress, close their doors and lock the community out.
Look at all the books and CDs and DVDs and all that they put out. It's money.
It's a financial institution. You know, I've read many a time, God doesn't care how many people you meet with. You know, if you are there in his spirit, he is there with you as well. Jane, thank you so much for the call. And we're going to take a quick break here. And we'll be back with more of your thoughts on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And the sky is not falling as we go into this long weekend. I urge you to get out, observe Memorial Day, do whatever you can do to breathe the fresh air of Nevada, and honor those who gave all to make sure things like this didn't happen. And we're letting it happen. People are putting on the masks. People are putting hats on their head with pool noodles so they don't get too close to other people. It's all mind control. And it comes from the UN down. The UN is putting out, once again, PC gender-neutral language, pushing it once again, as this came out yesterday. No more businessman. Nope. No more businessman. It's representative, business representative. No more mankind. It's humankind. I'm okay with mankind. I am a woman. Man's in there. It's still there. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, it's about you and what you want to talk about and getting your voice heard. Terry's on the line with us right now, wants to talk about elections and the Department of Justice. Oh, Donald J. Trump. Well, to me, Donald J. Trump is the Department of Justice. So, Terry, thanks for calling the show. What would you, what were your comments?
Oh, this is Get Out and Do Things, Terry, from last week.
Oh, you took your grandson out.
Yes, yeah.
That, Grandpa, let's go do something.
Yeah, let's go do stuff. What I was going to say, you know, I've been watching the elections for a while, and the Democrats have been pulling shenanigans, let's put it that way, for a long time, ever since the 70s, way back, and, you know, rigging this and changing that. And I'm very much afraid of this mail-in ballot thing. I don't know about everybody else, but there's so much room for them to do what they do. Let's put it that way. And I fear that.
I do, too. And I don't even know locally. Maybe somebody can answer this for me. I don't even know locally if you can check the status of your ballot. If you vote early, if you mail in your ballot early to verify it. But I tell you, Terry, I'm going to be out. I am going to the Registrar of Voters office, and I will be voting in person, because as much as I dislike the voting machines and the ability to be able to be hacked, I still want to do it because it's my right. I don't
like
want to be forced, you know, and if for some reason I change my mind and I do fill out the ballot, it's still going to be hand delivered to that polling
the post
location.
Office? Oh, right. Take it to the polling place.
I'm not going through the post office. I feel like the post office, I don't know about you, Terry, but I feel like the post office is in on it. How many times have we seen trucks disappear? We've seen ballot boxes disappear, you know, big containers of them.
Right.
This is such an
important election.
We're looking at spending, and Nancy Pelosi is pushing it, what, $20 to $35 million to bail out the post office? I'm sorry, is that a bailout of their pension, or is it a payment? Again, just my opinion. Your ballot is sacred. That is your voice. For anybody who is older, you've received your ballot at home, do not give it to somebody who knocks on your door and offers to deliver it for you. Do not do it. It's called ballot harvesting. Give it to a family member if you can't get out. Give it to somebody you trust, that's fine. But make sure your ballot makes it to the Registrar of Voters office. Because this is, it sounds trite because it's been used so much, but this is the vote. This is the election of our lifetime. And they are using fear to control it. If we can go stand in line and shop at Walmart or Costco or anywhere else, we can stand in line to vote. But your choice was taken away from you. We'll be back after this with, a representative.